UFO sightings in 2021. Since this is the last article for 2021, I thought it might be fitting to look at some of the UFO sightings we had this year. Many people are saying there were more than ever, but there are a few who claim they are lessening. Northern Ireland seems to be a place which has had some very interesting sightings during the year. It is being said there were 8 police reports of sightings. There is an area in Northern Ireland named Slemish. In that area is Slemish Mountain. A strange disc-shaped object was reported flying over the mountain. I have noticed there seems to be a lot of sightings of UFOs near mountains and volcanoes. Northern Ireland seems to have more than its share of sightings, and one has to wonder how many more UFOs have flown over which were not seen because no one was around, or they were camouflaged in some way. One person even reported they woke up to find alien creatures in their bedroom. Are UFO sightings really increasing, or are more sightings due to the fact COVID is causing more people to stay home? It reminds me of when the no smoking inside law took effect in some workplaces and employees would go outside in the middle of the night and look at the sky while they smoked, and sightings went up. One place where it is claimed the number of sightings in 2021 went down was New York City. It is claimed 2020 had 46 reports, but 2021 had only 27. Does this mean less people are reporting what they see, or did the numbers really decrease? There is a theory that states when something becomes too commonplace, people no longer think of it as unusual, and in the case of UFOs, may not report them. One UFO which was reported over the city, and more precisely over Brooklyn, was reported as being egg-shaped and lighted in the front. The witness said it was traveling very fast across the sky. A witness on Staten Island had a very interesting sighting. He was using a night vision camera when he suddenly saw 3 objects, and they were phasing in and out. 2021 did see something happen which many of us thought we would never see, and that was the federal government establish an agency in the defense bill to investigate UFOs. With the releases of UFO videos by the government in the past, and statements by people like the head of NASA, who say they don't discount the chance of intelligent alien life existing, along with new scientific instruments being developed to look for alien life, it seems the idea is now becoming accepted that we are not alone. It only seems to make sense. Places with the most people have the most sightings, and California is no exception with a record 10,333 all-time sightings. In the beginning of December of 2021, a woman filmed multiple large orbs above the Chino Hills. She said she was taking out the trash when she saw the event. She became excited and called out family to witness it. At first, she thought these objects might have been spotlights, but they weren't. They remained on view for 30 to 40 minutes, then disappeared. When the number of UFO sightings are calculated, sometimes it is by the number per 100,000 residents. If we apply this formula, sometimes the tiniest places have the most sightings. When one looks at a map of countries and areas reporting the most UFO sightings, the United States is first and Europe second. It does make one wonder if the United States has more sightings or just reports more. In July of 2021, there was a very interesting Canadian sighting. Pilots flying 2 different planes saw something very strange. They both saw a bright green flashing object fly into a cloud. One plane was military and one a commercial flight. The military plane had to climb about 1,000 feet in altitude, and it is believed this was to avoid a collision with the green object. The report was not specific in what it called the object. Canada's Department of National Defense states it does not track UFO sightings. A donut-shaped UFO appeared over Germany in 2021. It looked almost like a smoke ring. The same year, a huge triangle-shaped object flew over the country in July 2021. On April 2021, an infamous tic-tac object was seen flying over the country. It seems like more and more tic-tac-shaped objects are being seen all over the world. It makes one ask the question, are more alien races coming to Earth or are they just improving their technology by designing better UFOs? A huge number of lights was videoed in the sky above England in 2021. The objects appeared on October 2021. One person said they knew they were there because they could feel them. Some of the lights were larger than others, but all seemed to be orbs, and the number of objects seemed to change from about 12 or more to 1 at the end of the sightings, before it blinked out. Another interesting sighting was made in the daytime in February 2021 over Coventry. It was of two UFOs stacked. One was above the other, but even though it was daylight, they both could be clearly seen. There was a sky-watching event in October 2021 in Scotland. An object was photographed, and what made it even more unusual was some people thought it was under a bigger craft. The photo is very dark and the object hard to see, but it is there. One interesting sighting which took place in November 2021 took place in Rome, Italy. A train passenger noticed something strange in the sky. The object was a triangular object with a light at each point of the triangle. As the train was moving, the object seemed to be approximately keeping up with the train for a while. Its altitude at first seemed to be about 10,000 feet, but eventually headed higher up. One of the best sightings took place in November 2021 over Key West, Florida. I say the best because the photo of the object is among the better ones. It seems to show an orb with a ring around it. Sometimes, however, when objects in photos are enlarged, depending on the angle of the object, a plane can look like a UFO, but I think this doesn't apply in this case. 2021 was another incredible year for not only UFO sightings, but also for the fact more people and governments are starting to believe there are other extraterrestrial intelligences out there, and some may be coming here.